Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shotgun snap. There's a throw to the far side. Pop on McDonald over the shoulder on the far sideline. 35. Up the sideline. 40. Breaks a tackle on the 50. Racing down the 40. Foot race to the 30. Sideline 20. Far sideline 10. They'll chase him into the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers. 75-yard touchdown. Catch and run by the tight end, Vance McDonald.
Chris Conte was in the middle of the field. I'm not sure if he was in man coverage or just coming over late. And then it was one-on-one, and Vance McDonald with the big stiff arm just took him in and threw Chris Conte down.
It's like, again, one of those very emotional moments where you can barely even remember what happened. But, I mean, we were both super sad. We embraced in a very manly way. So we just hugged in the middle of the locker room.
Hey, Craig.
Yep.
Do you think you and I have ever embraced in a very manly way?
Not that I can remember.
Have we ever had a moment where we had a very manly embrace? I don't think so.
None come to mind.
So that's Vance McDonald sharing with everyone today that Ben Roethlisberger knew for a long time that this was his last season, and they hugged and cried. Yeah, I say don't even put the. Why do we have to? Why can't we hug and cry? Why do we even have to put masculine or manly on there? Why can't, as guys, we? If we're moved, why can't we feel comfortable sharing with people that we cried? Vance, doesn't make you any less tough. We just played that Chris Conte clip. You took away a man's football soul on the field. Your man card's safe. You can weep. Ben Roethlisberger can take you into his big bosom and allow for you to cry, and that's okay. I don't see anything wrong with that. Do you, Craig? I don't think less of Vance McDonald because he shared that story today.
Not at all. Why would we?
So this is the big Steelers news. Vance McDonald's done. I'm not going to go on and on about like how they have, you know, how do the Steelers go about replacing Vance McDonald? I don't know. They bring Jesse James back for $1 million. There, that conversation's over. We're good there. Here comes Jesse James back, because that's the kind of stuff the Steelers do. Bring him back after he made a little bit of money with Detroit. He's from here. There you go. Problem solved. You got your blocking tight end and your second tight end, and he's going to be cheaper. That conversation can be over and done with. More interested in a few other things that spawn out of this. The first one I thought about is with his defining moment as a Steeler, that Monday night game against Tampa Bay a couple years ago, where he picked up an NFL player, threw him down, and scored a touchdown and put the guy on IR with that play. And I don't think Chris Conte has played in the NFL since. And I was thinking to myself, Craig, and maybe you can help with this, as a Steelers historian in the sense that you usually put a jersey on, drink light beer, and scream at your television and watch them every Sunday.
Less jersey wearing, everything else very accurate.
When did the jersey wearing stop?
You know, that's a good question. I just packed them all up. We just moved, and I just had Rachel fold all my jerseys and put in a bin to put in the attic because I couldn't remember the last time I wore one.
I say you keep them for your son.
Oh, that's why I'm keeping them. They're not getting thrown out. Yeah.
Or are you thinking they're going to be valuable one day and you're going to sell them? Is that...
No, I don't think my Tommy Maddox jersey is going to have a whole lot of value.
I don't know. There might be. Your son shows up to, you know, college in 15 years and he's got a Tommy Maddox jersey on. That'd be pretty badass.
It's a conversation starter.
Oh, yeah. Icebreaker. Although I will tell you, I wore jerseys in college. Didn't get me very far with the opposite sex. That's why I was sending out 20 Facebook messages on a Thursday night hoping one girl got back to me. But that's a conversation for no other day. I hope to never bring it up on the air again. McDonald blowing up Conti, I was thinking, is that the biggest hit by a Steelers offensive player ever?
I'm trying to think about the Juju hit on Perfect.
Yep, that would be another one that would be up for a conversation or debate.
Whose jaw did Hines break? Wasn't that
Rivers.
One of his hits? Yeah.
Keith Rivers?
Is
Bengals?
That who it was?
Yeah, on a block.
He killed a Raven at some point, too. I can't remember who. But I can picture the play in my head.
Ed Reed?
Was it?
That's who popped into my head as soon as you said that.
Those are the first that come to mind, though.
Lima Swede laid out a Raven, but that was on a special teams play.
I think have scrubbed every memory of him from my brain.
I'm trying to think what else here. There's Le'Veon Bell giving Darquez Dennard an incredible stiff arm.
Yep.
But for my there's Bettis on Urlacher. I mean, those are the ones, and then there's probably plays from the 70s that we're just forgetting here because they're before our time. But for a guy that had a very kind of quiet Steelers career, Vance McDonald is the most... So there are generic brand things that are, you know, they're cheaper. They're not name brand. They're generic. You can get away with using them. Nobody can tell the difference. Vance McDonald was generic Heath Miller, and you could clearly tell the difference between the two. You know, Ben tried to treat Vance McDonald like he was Heath Miller and would talk him up like Heath Miller, but he could never be Heath Miller. You know what I'm saying here, Craig?
No offense to Vance. Heath was cereal in a box. Vance was that big bag of cereal you got.
Your family was getting bags of cereal?
Oh, no, we didn't get those. But I mean...
Do they still even sell bag and sell bag?
I think they do.
Okay. Like where it's just like an economy-sized bag of Cheerios, but they can't call it Cheerios, that kind of thing?
Yep.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? This is going to... I'm not going to name any of the supermarkets. It's like, I don't want supermarket brand ice cream. You know, give me some Ben & Jerry's or Häagen-Dazs, or I'll even settle for whatever, Turkey Hill or one of those places. I don't want, no offense, people, I don't want Shop and Save vanilla. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was Vance McDonald as a Steeler. He was a knockoff, very much a knockoff Heath Miller. My dad used to do that when I was younger. He was so bad. He would always get tricked. He'd order, like, Jordans from China. And they'd come in, and I'm like, Dad, these aren't the Jordan 12s. These are so fake. You know, I'd go to New York City as a kid, and we'd go to places. You know, they tried to sell you fake Rolexes and fake Oakley sunglasses for like $15. You know?
Did you ever get any?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And then I'd bring them back to school. It would not take long. Because what happened was From seventh grade on, I went to a school where we're talking about Silver Spoon, doctor, lawyer kids. And so they sniffed those phony Oakleys out right away. You know, their radar, their antennas were up. So, you know, McDonald, from that perspective, that's what comes to mind for me. What I've heard, I'm just going to go by like some social media reaction to this, okay? Because I caught some of Cook. I didn't catch all of it. Cook had a very emotional show today. He's talking about Hank Aaron dying and other. I'm like, oh my God, this is a heavy show. I've gone through a lot in my life in the last month. This is not easy for me to listen to. No offense. But I'm saying no offense a lot, which means I'm offending people. Anyways, so I've seen, okay, there's a link here. And I even tweeted it out. You know, a lot of Ben's buddies are gone. Ryan Switzer, they cut before the season started. Coach Randy's gone. Vance McDonald's gone. I think it's fair to think that Marquise Pouncey is going to be the next guy to retire. I believe that reporting. And I don't think Juju's going to be back. And we heard Ben vouch for Juju. And it's with Juju that I want to make this point. You know, when you are an alpha male like Ben, who is 38 years old, and even though people like me think he's done, in his brain, he's still telling himself he can compete and win Super Bowls. I think that. I believe that. That Ben Roethlisberger right now in his Sewickley mansion is probably eating a nice late lunch of pizza and wings and thinking to himself right now, I can still win Super Bowls. I'm still good enough to do that. I'm going to get an extension. I'm going to come back to the Steelers. I'm going to prove everybody wrong. He doesn't think like us. All right? He thinks like Brady. All these friends come and go. He's the old man in the locker room. It was emotional for him to lose Heath Miller. It was emotional for him to lose Willie Colon. I'm just coming up with offensive linemen that he liked. But it is probably hard to lose Bruce Arians. But Ben Roethlisberger, I think, worships two things more than anything else. And players say all the time, it's relationships, it's the friends, it's the camaraderie. I miss those things. But this is a job for them. Okay? I like, when I'm done at this radio station, I'm going to miss coming in here and chumming around with Craig and Mueller and everybody else at the radio station. But I didn't get into this because I wanted to hang out with Craig. I got into this business because I thought I could do it well enough and make money doing it and make a nice career out of it. That's what drove me to get into this. Not farting around with Craig. I like talking bets in the back with him. Sorry, Craig. That's not what I signed up for.
It's just a consolation prize.
It's just a nice accessory. It's a nice let me think here. It definitely makes the job more fun. You know, but I don't think it's not my number one reason why I'm working here. My point I'm trying to make, and it's now becoming increasingly difficult to, for whatever reason, articulate this. Sorry. What I'm trying to say is, I don't think Ben is deciding on his 18th season. I don't think it's hinging on, are his friends around? I don't think this is that, you know, gif that drives Zeiss crazy of Will Smith on The Fresh Prince walking into an empty room. I don't think it's like that. I think Ben worships two things, winning Super Bowls and making money. He wants to win Super Bowls and make money. And losing Vance McDonald doesn't make it harder or more difficult to do either one of those things. Losing Vance McDonald doesn't, his buddy Vance McDonald retiring, doesn't make it harder to win Super Bowls because Vance was a bit player, and it doesn't prevent him from making more cash. And everything else is background music. Everything else is tertiary. Everything else is, you know, it's not that important. So that's how I look at this. And I brought up Juju because it's proof. You know, Ben, despite what we all think of Juju, Ben likes him. Ben bonded. Could you find two any different people in that Steelers locker room than Ben and Juju? Generationally, one guy's not even on Twitter. He blocks everybody and then unblocked them and has somebody else use that account. And Juju, his whole brand is tied up in social media. He's an influencer. And yet those two guys bonded over football. So Ben, I think Ben will make new friends. I think it's sad because it's, you know, whenever a colleague that you like at work retires or gets fired, you do have a little while there where it's tough. But I think I don't think Ben's decision to play for the Steelers next year is affected even in the slightest, by Vance McDonald walking away. Vance McDonald's still going to live in Pittsburgh. They can still talk to each other. They can still be friends. This isn't a permanent goodbye. So that's how I look at this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.